Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. Today on the Minute, money-saving tips for college students. It's that time of the year and students are heading off to college, whether it's your first year or you're pro at the college thing. Here are three tips to help make your year a lot smoother. Number one, set up a bank account. If you already have one, that's great. However, if you'll be moving far away to attend college, you might want to consider opening up a new account closer to campus. The key benefit in going to a local bank is many have accounts specifically for college students. They typically offer accounts with lower or no minimum balance, making it easier to manage your money without fear of bank fees. You'll also have easy access to ATMs, and you never know when you'll need to take out some cash or have a convenient way from mom and dad to transfer cash. Number two, apply for scholarships. You would be surprised at how many scholarships just sit there because no one applies for them. And best of all, they're not all academically related. If you don't look, you won't know what you're missing. And finally, number three, pay yourself first. If you have a part-time job, save something, even if it's only $10, $20 a month, whatever you can, or even if it's just the change in your pocket each evening. This will allow you to form the habit of saving, and once it's ingrained, it will carry over into your life after college and put you leaps and bounds ahead of so many of your fellow students. Hey, college can be expensive, but it's also a great opportunity to grow your money skills. Just because they don't teach this stuff in school is no reason you can't learn it. And that's the Minute for today. You know I love helping people with all aspects of their financial lives. If you have a question, send it to me at info@mindingyourmoneyminute.com. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit mindingyourmoneyminute.com.